The Bahrain Special Show, An Appeal to Humanity. We're joined here with the president of the Bahrain Human Rights, Nabeel Rajab, one of the few human rights activists left in the country. Nabeel Rajab, welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. First of all, Nabeel Rajab, for our audience, can you describe to us the current humanitarian issue in Bahrain? Can you tell us more about those detained and the current situation in Bahrain?
Well, it's the most critical time and dangerous time we have ever witnessed in the past many years. You have around two persons for every 1,000 citizens as political prisoners. So we have close to 1,000 prisoners now. We have among them 51 or 57 women. They include doctors, teachers, and lawyers, engineers, bloggers, human rights defenders, unionists, politicians, targeting all sorts of professionals. But they all come from one sectarian background. They all were Shias. And they were targeted at work now in Bahrain Shias. They targeted in their living, and their house is being raided at night. Their mosque being demolished, and you have thousands of people being terminated from work in the past days. You have a lot of students, hundreds of students were suspended or terminated from school and universities. A lot of scholarship for students studying in London, France, and Europe, and Australia, and America were stopped, and asked those people asked to return back home, so they arrest them. We have among the students, a lot of them were arrested. We have up to 13 and 14 years old girls and men are being arrested. Even athletes and football players and basketball players, bodybuilders are arrested. Around 200 athletes from the national team, from the different clubs were playing in the other Gulf countries as professional, and all of them either suspended or terminated from their clubs or are arrested now. And as you know, that more than 30 people were killed in the past few weeks, and four of them were all died in custody. They were tortured till death in 15 days' time. Houses being raided on a nightly basis, the monies and things being stolen from houses by the security, by the mercenaries that work for security. As you know, Bahrain government employ mercenaries come from some Arabs and ancient countries and thugs, so they can raid Shia villages on a nightly basis and arrest people, humiliate people, sexually harass men and women in their villages. Many mosques has been demolished. Many of those mosques are very historical, very old mosques, which has been there for hundreds of years. In fact, they existed in the Bahrain before even the ruling family came to Bahrain 250 years ago from Saudi. So situation is very critical. Government try to push it towards sectarian conflict. Although it's a political dispute, political crisis, Bahraini people demanding for more freedom, calling for elected government, and calling for a constitution that is written by the people, and calling government to stop corruption. All of them, Shias and Sunni together. But majority of them were Shias, because majority of Bahraini population, indigenous people, are Shias. So government are targeting all the Shias now, and in their worshipping places, and their when they march in the normal Aza of Sayyidah Fatima al-Zahra, last time they were attacked, many people were injured, and their worshipping places, social centers, were attacked, and I think they're trying to push the people towards conflict. They want the Shia to react towards the Sunnis, but the people are very much aware. We lived the brother for many years before, and we're going to live to thousands of years ahead together. No matter, it's very clear, government wants to get us into sectarian trap. No, but Sunnis and Shias of Bahrain are aware of that and are not going to be dragged to that situation. Very clearly, we want to keep the demand on its track. It's a political one. It's not a religious one. Government tried to use the regional tension between the United States and Iran also by linking us as Bahraini human rights activists or Bahraini politician to Iran, so that they get the support of United States and they get the support of Western countries. But it's more clear today by all international organizations that this is not the case. The case is about human rights and people of Bahrain fighting for their human rights. Bahraini government tried to fight that by playing with the sectarian card and the regional conflict or regional tension card. So this is the situation. It is, I remain one of very few people who kept speaking. Yeah. Otherwise, most of people either in jail or they are hiding because everybody become a target now. Yeah. I have been arrested a couple of times in the past 2 weeks, past 4 weeks. Once I was tortured and beaten badly, then returned back home. Yeah. Yesterday morning, my house was attacked early morning, and they attacked my house with tear gas, thrown inside the house early morning, and this is run away. And the government is the only people who have tear gas. Nobody else has. Are they receiving calls to stop my activity, or I will be killed with my children? Because I was talking all the time with international news agencies and TV channels around the world. And as you know, that no journalist is allowed to come and witness the crime committed by the government. So I remain one of a few people who kept updating people, updating outside world through my Facebook account, through my Twitter account, in what's happening. And government don't want that to happen. So they're calling me every hour, threatening me, threatening my family, threatening my wife, that we will be killed if this continue. And because I am continuing my work, that's why they attacked me yesterday. They banned me from traveling outside the country as well, so I don't leave the country. Situation is frightening in Bahrain.
Definitely,
and
yeah.
Very dangerous, getting very bloody. Yeah, go ahead.
With the number of those detained and arrested, especially those who are active and speak to outside media, and having your house attacked, and also I heard there was a two-hour program on Bahrain TV regarding yourself. I mean, do you fear that you may become the next target and you may be arrested next?
Well, as you know, that the Bahrain TV program 2 nights ago, 2 hours, about myself. And normally when they speak about someone in TV program, means they were going to arrest him in hour's time. And also a few days ago, the government issued a statement saying that they will refer me to a military court for fabricating pictures, because I am uploading pictures of those people who were killed and who were tortured to death. And I'm embarrassing the government, and government keeps saying that those people died of normal causes or natural causes, but I have been proving to the outside world these people were tortured. So Bahrain government, they didn't admit it, and they're saying it's fake pictures. But thank God, many journalists and human rights groups have seen those bodies. They were all tortured. So they said they'll refer me to military court. Not yet. I didn't see anything. And as you say, program 2 hours. But then again, every night there is something about me in Bahrain TV and Bahrain radio, saying that I'm bad and I have no credibility, and I'm, Yeah, but I mean, I'm not afraid. I'm just because I believe very much in my work, and I believe the importance of the mission that I have. I can speak, maybe I can speak loud. I can be the voice of people with no voice, and I'm going to continue that. And I know that is dangerous, and I know that is costly, but I know that's the only way to achieve changes that we are looking for, to achieve freedom and liberty, and to achieve human rights. And that's what we fight for. So I'm going to continue, no matter how much it costs, no matter how much it's difficult, no matter how much it's dangerous.
Definitely. I mean, could you tell us more about the detainees? I mean, do their families know where they are and of their condition? Or, you know, I read that there was hundreds of people detained in Bahrain. Do the families know of the condition of their family members?
Well, I mean, four people dying in 10 days' time, torture till death, that give you an indication in what kind of treatment detainees have been receiving. All the detainees who were arrested more than 1 month now, none of them could see any member of their family. Nobody could see any lawyer. They were all arrested and they are in the military camp. And we don't know their situation. We don't know anything about them. But I would assume, taking into consideration the history of this regime and the report were issued by many human rights organizations in the past days. Torture is a culture here in the security institution, deep-rooted culture among the soldiers and among the security staff. And I would assume all of them are being tortured. I'm afraid that even women are being raped. We don't know. We don't have confirmed report as of now. We have confirmed report that women were harassed at the time of raiding houses, sexually harassed, and but I mean, women who were arrested, we haven't had any news of them. More than a month, women disappeared. Student girls, student in school, in the college, disappeared from their colleges. Disappeared. They were arrested from homes by those mercenaries. And until this moment, we know nothing about them. We could not see them. No independent human rights group could see them. No member of their family could see them. So it is very dangerous, and it is very frightening, especially when we talk about women being arrested and in a society which is very conservative, like a Bahraini society, very sensitive, religious, and conservative. This is very bad. We didn't have women being arrested since the 90s. 90s, we had a lot of women being arrested, and almost the majority of them were raped systematically by the interrogators. And this reminds us of those 90s. Now, again, starting arresting women, and I'm afraid they are targeted or they are raped. Yet no confirmed report, but it is a frightening situation, and I hope not. I hope we don't receive such news.
Definitely, yeah, it seems devastating and terrible news of young women being arrested as well. You mentioned about the destruction of mosques. I mean, I have one question. You know, what is the reason given by the government for justifying destroying many mosques and vandalizing many as well? I mean, what reason have the government used for doing such an act?
Well, government first they didn't say anything, then later they said some of those mosques didn't have permission to be built. But those mosques are, some of them are in part of our history, part of our culture, been there for hundreds of years. The ruling family came to Bahrain 250 years ago, but those mosques been there, maybe shrine, were there for hundreds of years. There is no justification that could be understood or accepted. You can't justify destroying a cultural or historical mosque that has been there for hundreds of years. It is the same pretext, same justification Israel has provided to the Palestinians when they demolish their houses and their mosques that they don't have permission to be built. Even though why they were kept for many years, why why now, when the Saudi military invaded the country, why did they do it along with the Saudis? Why that? I mean, this is what the question that is being raised.
Definitely.
They try to, I mean, they're getting crazy. They try to push the political dispute into a sectarian dispute, and which we will not be pulled into that situation.
Definitely, yeah. Like you mentioned, when they were commemorating the martyrdom of Fatima Zahra, I mean, they attacked religious marches which had no political significance to it. So, you know, it seems that the government are trying to create some sectarian. But finally, for our viewers worldwide here in the UK, in America and in Europe, what could we do here to help the Bahraini nation? There are many people that have emailed us and called us in the UK and America saying, what could we do to help the Bahraini nation? I mean, what can we do here?
Well, first of all, as you know now, all the government of the Western countries, they are not standing with the people of Bahrain in their demand for democracy and human rights, because Bahrain is part of a region that has an oil, because the West has an interest here, because the American has a military presence here. For that, we are paying the price as the nation of this country. We need to have democracy. We want democracy. We want our human rights to be respected. So we urge all the people in Europe and all the people in the United States to come out and to speak loud, to speak to the administration, American administration, English administration, to come out to protest outside the Saudi embassy, outside the Bahraini embassy, so they stop crimes. Get as many people with you from other human rights groups, from civil society, from non-governmental organizations, all people's lovers of freedom, lovers of democracy, lovers from human rights. It's the time. People of Bahrain need support, need solidarity with them, need people to stand with them in their demand. We are left alone. We have to speak loud. We have to tell this government to stop these crimes committed by the Bahraini people. They stop demolishing mosques, stop killing people, stop making it very bloody. So we need people to speak loud. We need this to be as much louder as possible, as much known and exposed internationally as possible. Whoever wants to know what is happening on Bahrain, please follow me in my Twitter account and my Facebook account. Be updated in what is happening. Please pass the news to everybody, to every influential man or woman you know in those countries. Ask them for help. Ask them to move. People love democracy and human rights. Who needs support? So we need you to stand with us at this point of time.
Definitely. Nabil Rajab, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure speaking to you, and I hope our audience around the world hear your voice and hear about what's happening in Bahrain. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, and ma'a salam.
Ma'a salam. Take care. For the audience at home, you've...